Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. I am at my home doing the show again. I'll probably be here for a couple of weeks. And the boys are in studio. We have someone who has tested positive. So I'm going to be quarantining or just hanging out here for a couple of weeks while the boys are back at the studio. And but everybody's okay. Just so you know, everybody's okay. So we are going to that's how we're going to have to do it for the next couple of weeks, and that's just fine. So here we are, and we can still do our show. I think we got a lot of practice, right, Lance? I think
we're
okay.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll all be fine. So actually, we've had a few people at the station that had contact with the COVID-19. So a few shows are going to be a little bit different, I think, for the next couple of weeks. So hopefully everybody gets through this time all right. Yep, our Lance, if you want to give an update right away, but I know that this is, you are the numbers guy, but our numbers in Houston and Harris County are going up every day.
Yep. I talked to a friend of mine who has access to the numbers from the city, said one hospital, LBJ, I don't even know that hospital, but he said that was at over 100% on the ICU side, and Bentob, he said, was 93. These are the last numbers he got. But Memorial Hermann was at about 46. So there's still they can still send them to other hospital beds. And look, this is why you flatten the curve. You know what? In hindsight, and I was talking to the same guy yesterday. In hindsight, if you and I'm not placing blame because everything was brand new. Like, first of all, the media accounts were the most terrifying of all time. Every scary thing that ever happened to anybody that died from, and it is a dangerous disease, there's no question. But, everyone was very, very concerned because you could get it just by breathing. You could get it by touching anything. People are Cloroxing trash bags. And then all of a sudden, like, well, it's probably actually not going to spread that way in the CDC because they were learning new things at the time. I think as we've learned, my guess is, and this is simply my opinion here, but I think it's right as a numbers guy, we were flattening a curve that didn't need to be flattened. New York needed to be flattened. Every place with mass transit needed to be flattened. Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia. And we were doing the same stuff, taking the same precautions. You know, we tried to do it uniformly across the country the same way. But the fact was, we didn't have, like a lot of the states didn't have the same issues because the way that they spread quickly, which is, you know, a tremendous amount of apartment living, like in New York, and you have subways and mass transit, that was going to spread much, much faster. So we were flattening a curve that we didn't have. There wasn't a curve. So we were, you know, it probably should have been handled from a state-to-state standpoint. City to city, state to state is my guess is what they should have done instead of one national policy. But it was so disorganized. And because then we could have gone down to 50% and said, okay, well, we're going to back it off to 50% of everything. We're not going to go to zero shelter at home because we don't have the cases. But let's implement social distancing. Let's implement, try not to go out unless you need to. We could have implemented some stuff like that, maybe just slowed the economy instead of stopped it. And prepared so that when now hits, now's when we should have had the shelter at home. But you can't because your economy's been obliterated, relatively speaking. I don't know. Obliterated might be strong, but it's been hit pretty hard. And so now, and people have seen everyone out. Like, no one's going full shelter in place anymore, John. That's just not feasible. to expect that we're going to do it. So,
no, we're going to pick up with more when we move into each phase. You're going to pick up some more because people are getting having contact. Now, they should be.
I don't know that they'll go to any new phase while we're having a spike, because the fact is we do have to make sure we have the hospital beds and everything. But
No. We're not going to go. But we went to another phase.
Oh, yeah.
We went to another phase. So, therefore, we got another spike, and then it's going to calm down. What I have found, and what I found at the I noticed that Dell had a story here about the University of Houston, and I did hear, and I talked to Dana about it, and he said, you know, I mean, they're getting some criticism at the University of Houston about what they're doing. He said, what are you going to do? These kids are all together. He said, I talked to 20, count them, 20 doctors about how to go about this. And we just followed protocol that they prescribed for us. And you know what? We had an outbreak. And so what we did, we're doing this now, is we're going to shut it down. Everybody's going to go back. But then when we go back again, you can fully expect that there are going to be more cases. And he said, for the most part, it's all pretty minor cases. What it is I guess guys are getting some diarrhea. Diarrhea, I didn't know until recently, was a symptom.
It's not for everybody, though. That's the problem. No. Is it's different. That's why everyone like toilet paper, and other people are saying, no, this has nothing to do with toilet paper. It's respiratory.
Right. So it's right, different. Right. And I guess there's two kinds. I don't know. I'm milder strands or whatever the case may be, but diarrhea seems to be a part of it, and that seems to be weakening your system, which is what's causing people to feel weaker or whatever. But there are cases, and I can tell you right now, there are cases that involve no respiratory problems whatsoever. And so I don't know if it's what the difference is, or what, you know, if it's a milder strain. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor anymore. I used to be, but I'm not a doctor anymore. So what they found at the University of Houston is kids were getting some diarrhea and they were testing positive, and so they shut it down. And I don't understand. Alabama has had 8 already, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Arkansas State had 7 to start their program. You know what? If a bunch of kids are together and they get tested and then they go down to Galveston, or they went to the protests, or they went to the funeral, and then they came back to work out, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? There seems to, you know, you can't stop, especially kids. It's going to be awfully difficult to keep them from social distancing and keep them from catching it. So they caught it. Dana said, we had to shut down the program. We'll shut it down for a few weeks, maybe a couple, maybe 3 weeks, and we'll go back at it then.
The narrative, at least what's being talked about nationally about the University of Houston, I heard it on the way in, was that they did not test everyone when they came back, as opposed to other places where they caught these positive tests because they tested everyone on the way in. Is that the case at Houston, where they didn't test everyone, they only tested people who seemed sick? Because at least that's what's being told to people,
right,
if you're listening.
Well, that's
early.
What they were and we can have Dana on. I'll try and get Dana on over the next few days. And if not, on Wednesday night, 2 nights from now, we are going to have him on a virtual roundtable with me, him, and Mike Leach are going to have a virtual roundtable, and that's through the Touchdown Club. So University of Houston.
Yeah, I'm the backup, though, in case you catch the owner.
Right. Well, here's the deal: he said, I've just followed protocol that I was told by doctor. So, you know what? If that is the case, that I'm not gonna speak for the testing and how they did it. I believe it's correct that they didn't test everyone; that they just tested kids that had somewhat of a fever,
yeah,
and kids that were asymptomatic were going around. But then again, they were told by the WHO that asymptomatic people are actually not passing it around. So, and maybe those doctors were going by that as well.
But then the WHO came back and countered their own stuff. Look, it's real simple.
Yeah.
Do what Bundesliga is doing. I mean, I'm not talking about just U of H. I'm talking about college football should adopt this. I'm talking about anybody going back. Do what Korean baseball does, Bundesliga does. Do what La Liga is doing. You test the guys before they are starting anything right then, and then at one time you get the big, you know, the big swap of tests, and so you know they're negative going into everything that they do. If they take chances outside of that, then they're going to eventually get it as well. But I think the point is do what the sports, the operations, the organizations that are successful right now, they are testing everybody as you go directly into it, and that's how they're avoiding it. But, I mean, you also have to make some good choices along the way, which, you know, I don't expect anybody at that age to make any good choices apparently anymore.
I imagine it's going to be a little uncomfortable for players because in Germany and other places, they're kind of militant about, and that's not even a German joke, they're just militant about how things have to be if you want to play. So if you want to play, you want a football season, do what you have to do.
It's true.
Sacrifice.
It's here too.
Well, that's what you have to do.
Some people who do not believe that there will be a college football season because we're pro, we're money, big money's on the line. The thought is they will eventually, that the players, enough players, will make the sacrifices they need to because they know their bread's on the line. The thought is with college, A, they're younger, they're more mature, they don't have as much to lose or whatever. And the thought is college football is going to have – John, you talked about what Dana will say in 3 weeks, maybe we go back. There's still going to be cases around. There's still going to be potential to spread because we're not, you know, we're not strangling it. So it's been hot. Coronavirus is not going away with heat. That's why there are a lot of people who believe that the college football will not be played this year, which will be a big problem.
It could well be. It could well be. And you see, I don't know if you guys saw golf, they had zero positive tests, but they are stringent. If you leave the facility, if you don't make the cut and you leave the area, the facility or the hotel, and you go anywhere, you have to get retested again. And then they have a charter taking everybody from that golf tournament to the next golf tournament. And if you leave and come back, you have to get tested before you can get on the plane. And or if you go and take your own plane or get to the next tournament somehow, you have to be tested again. So they're being really stringent on the golf tour. And oh, by the way, watch that all day yesterday, the day before, Friday, Thursday, what a tournament.
The quarantine John is the most golfy John that you could possibly find.
It really is the worst. Before we move on, I just want to point out that you talk about college players. Well, we'll get into the NBA and what is and will not happen. There apparently is a report that there's not that much momentum to cancel the year. But one of the issues was freedom of movement in the bubble. Can we leave? Can we not? No. You can't leave. If you want to play a season, you stay in the bubble.
Guys,
it's
I thought we knew.
It's easy.
Do you want your money? Because if you do, this is real simple. You can't go out with the public.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem is the guys got most of their money already. I got paid through May 15th.
Yeah,
we can talk about all that.
Here's the problem. If you shut stuff down, you're having a big impact on your economy next year.
Impact. Right. Well, but you know what? That's the billionaire's problem, not the millionaire's problem.
It's the millionaire's problem from a BRI standpoint.
Well, right. And you just see Austin Rivers. We got a lot to talk about. We're just getting started.
Are you going to get to anything that happened over the weekend with baseball?
I didn't remember anything that happened over the weekend.
Because your Twitter fingers sure were furious.
Yeah. You were out there on those Twitter streets, John.
John was in the Twitter streets.
Prince Charles sausages were going.
John was rioting in the Twitter streets, just... Wah, rah, rah.
You're damn boom, right boom, I boom. Was.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Jeff Passan, you can get some, although I didn't see you actually tweet to him.
I didn't tweet to any individual writer, but they all suck.
But you did tweet to LeBron James.
I did tweet to LeBron. Yeah.
Tell us later.
You want to sit around instead of playing basketball? I'll take some of this.
Well, actually, LeBron wants to play, but whatever.
LeBron's the reason the season will probably go on, to be honest with you.
Probably. We'll see who's got more power, he or Kyrie. Right now, though, you know who's got, if you got power, you want power under your feet when you that's right. Chastain Ford is here for you. Chastain Ford has got that power. Oh, my goodness. My expedition is fantastic, and I don't know what you need. I don't know what your style is, but they've got it all. You can go sporty. You can go SUV. You can go pickup is second. F-150, F-250, F-3. I mean, they've got them in stock, and there's a lot of worry that there's not going to be enough new cars because of the stop in production and everything else. And Patrick told me, nah, we good. But don't worry about it. Keep sending people. And you people, you've been listening, and you've been going in there, and you've been taking care of business, getting that new car or truck, and take advantage of the 84 months. I mean, if you're paying, making interest payments right now, stop. Stop. Get out from under whatever you're in. You can go nothing down. You can go no payments for 6 months, and you can go 84 months without any interest. That is ridiculous. That is so, so ridiculously good. So even if, you know, hey, I wasn't thinking about getting a new car now, this might be the best time. You take advantage of it economically, that it is so, so good. You're looking for that new car or truck. Well, I got it for you. It's a Chastain Ford. Just two exits from 59, 5 minutes from downtown on 610 or ChastainFord.com. You can buy online as well. They'll deliver it. They'll pick up your car if you need a service, and they'll fix it, and they'll deliver it back. That's the service you get at Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I had a day on Saturday in which I can't be madder, more disappointed, more disgusted with Major League Baseball writer and Manfred. So a judge has ruled that a letter from Manfred to the Yankees about in 2017, which was for some reason sealed, that the Astros and Red Sox are trying to get opened so that they can catch some of what the Astros caught. And the Yankees' argument with the judge was that the unsealing of this letter would hurt the Yankees' reputation. Well, duh. I didn't say that on Twitter. I said, no ship, Sherlock. Yeah, ask the Astros. Guess what happens when people find out that you were cheating? Now, since then, we found out that the letter still, even though it would be unsealed, was partially redacted. So a few things with that is that, you can't trust anything with Rob Manfred. That Rob Manfred knew that the Yankees and had to send them a letter about their cheating in 2017, that he had to do that, and he let the Astros take all of this vitriol, and yet he knew, instead of saying, listen, this is a systemic thing between the Red Sox, between the Yankees, and then there are like four or five other teams that have been named, and I don't know whether or not the source was nothing could be verified, and I don't know about the source, but there are obviously all kinds of rumors out there. This is not a rumor. There is a sealed letter from Rob Manfred to the Yankees that says that they are talking about their cheating. The Yankees are saying, well, it didn't have anything to do with sign stealing. It was something about a replay room or whatever, and that had not been yet talked about by Rob Manfred and whatnot and blah, 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 blah. Whatever the case may be, the Yankees were engaging in stuff. And I still, no matter what, I don't believe that it's all of what the Yankees did. I don't believe it. And I don't believe anything out of Rob Manfred's mouth now. What I see now, and you know, Lance, how I've been hard on Roger Goodell. I really have.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Goodell, and this is the same thing with the baseball writers. Roger Goodell, I didn't agree with the Deflategate thing. I didn't agree that it was such a big deal that Tom Brady should lose four games. I thought, please, everybody's doing that. Everybody's trying to get a better grip. But Roger Goodell believed that it was a big deal, and Roger Goodell stuck to his guns, despite the fact that he was canceled by an entire city in Boston and the entire surrounding area, which one of football's most popular teams. He did the same thing with New Orleans. He didn't give a rat's ass what anybody thought of him. He was going to suspend Peyton for a year and Williams for a year, and he doesn't give a rat's ass what you think about that. Manfred, what a puss. Manfred does not, and it's the same with every writer. And Darren Revelle put out, for whatever reason on Saturday, about the Astros, there was more to this than the Astros. That on this day when the Yankees have a letter sealed that needs to be unsealed and the Yankees are fighting that being unsealed, you're going to talk about the Astros years later about the Astros only because all of these writers, Rob Manfred, all of them, do not want to be canceled by Yankee Nation. And they're afraid to be canceled. And they're afraid to go and to lose Yankee fan. Because if guess what? If Goodell thinks that Patriot Nation and Saint Nation came after him hard, watch what Yankee Nation will do if you come after them. Jeff Passan or Buster Olney. You notice ESPN hasn't even talked about this. Hasn't even put it on its webpage.
No, it's not even on the page. Yeah.
It's not even on its page.
In fact, Buster Olney has a piece that says, well, okay, so it says, how short-sighted greed is tearing baseball apart. This is now the front page article. It came out yesterday. It said, the embarrassing battle between owners and players is straight out of the Jeff Leno Houston Astros playbook. Seek every advantage without regard for the bigger picture. And it literally, I'm like, wait, what? How are you putting this? And it's basically, he says, what we'll call the Jeff Leno mentality. And his article basically says, well, the way Leno does things, that's why baseball can't get. Like, he found a way to blame Jeff Leno and the Astros for baseball not starting up right now.
It's almost like.
It's unbelievable.
It's almost like Manfred, hey, somebody write a hit piece on. Hey, only write a hit piece on the Astros. To get this off my ass, to get this because we're taking an L here with the we got to put somehow blame this on the Yankees, on the Astros. Are you kidding? I mean, it's like the Astros are the fall guy for everything. Jeff Luno had something to do with them not coming to terms on being able to go back to
a major
league season.
Well, they're just saying, you read it and it's like, wait, what? You read it because yesterday it just said, you want to know why baseball's not getting back together? Blame the Astros. I'm like, what? The hell the Astros do? And I clicked it, and I'm like, oh, my God. They're basically saying he's somehow only trying to tie the Jeff Leno Astros mentality of gain every incremental advantage that you can is what the Major League Baseball owners are trying to do or whatever. I'm like, this is the biggest reach to try that. I mean, what? This is ridiculous.
And listen, and there's a chance that this letter is going to be open. Not a chance. It's a lock that every single writer is going to say, oh, this isn't nearly what the Astros did. It's not even close to what every single one of them is going to say that because they can't be canceled. And then so Yankee Nation will be just fine. And the Giant and the Death Star can still move on. We don't want any hiccups. We don't want any mechanical problems along the Death Star. And it's the same with the Red Sox. And that's exactly what happened with the Red Sox. We'll keep on moving. Nope. Listen. If you believe that Alex Cora didn't know what was going on with the Red Sox after he masterminded this here, and it was some video intern that was giving players the tips and sending it to then you are an idiot. You're an idiot. And if you believe that after Carlos Beltran came here from New York and he said, you guys are way behind, And Rob Manfred knew that they were cheating in 17 and knew that they were cheating before that, and you believe that there's nothing to any of this, then you are an idiot. And you know what Major League Baseball is going, all the writers are going to do? Nope. See? This was not as bad as nope, wasn't as bad. And when this is a systemic problem throughout the league, it's just like the steroid thing. This is almost identical to the steroid. We got to stick our head under. No, baseball's looking good. Baseball's doing fine. We don't want to make sure you don't make any waves. Baseball's back after 94 strike. Look at 98 and look at Sosa and look at McGuire. What a perfect time for Sosa and McGuire to come out because this is almost identical. Let's all stick our head in the sand, not say a word, and make sure that baseball's okay. And that's what they're all doing here. I'm telling you, in years to come, it's going to come out how bad the Red Sox and how bad the Yankees were in stealing signs. And this hypocritical Aaron Judge and CeCe Sabathia, where are they today? Where are they? Where are those hypocrites? It's unbelievable that if you believe, I don't care what this letter says now, unsealed, sealed, whatever it says, I don't care because I don't believe a word. Rob Manfred is a, can anyone, because we got the clown nose by Barstool Sports on Roger Goodell, can anyone put Pinocchio's nose on Rob Manfred? Because I will make T-shirts. I will make T-shirts of Rob Manfred with Pinocchio's nose on him. I want, if any of you people are talented, who's talented
they
out there?
They just
raise
got
your
a
hand.
Picture of me tripping over a curb. A guy made it today.
I know, I saw that.
I mean, he actually included the curb. You don't think he can create a Pinocchio nose? That guy can right. make a Pinocchio nose on Rob Manfred? Yes, they can do that easily for you, John.
Please, someone, make the, and I'm going to use it as my avatar now.
In a Yankees hat?
On Twitter. Not in a, no, just Rob Manfred, not in a Yankees uniform. He doesn't have to be. Okay. We got to make sure that we can tell that it's Rob Manfred, commish, and put a Pinocchio's nose on him because he is not only is he he's a snake that he's letting the Astros take the fall for all of this instead of speaking up and saying get off the Astros. This is not the you're not the only team. That he's letting the Astros take the fall for all of this.
We're going to find out what's in the letter because it's going to be open and unsealed for everyone to see.
They're going to downplay it.
It doesn't matter how they downplay it. We're going to be able to see what's said, provided that they have to provide a minimally redacted letter that can leave out names or whatever. They can redact it, but we're going to be able to see it for ourselves. And there are going to be some writers who don't give a crap about the Yankees. So we'll see if there's really stuff in it or not. There's also a chance that there's nothing major. One guy who, you know, he's got like 7,000 followers, but he's got a blue check. He's saying that it will say the Yankees use cameras in left, center, and right field and yada, yada, yada. But
no,
this
well, that was it. But that's an unverified. I saw that.
Are you sure it was unverified?
Yeah, that guy was unverified.
Well, I know I saw something that was verified also.
I'm pretty sure that dude was making all that up. I don't know.
You might be right. I get confused between the verified stuff, but I thought this guy was verified because he works for a media company. But, yeah, you know, you could be right. I do know this. They're going to say, no, the Yankees, because this is how they've done this, and this is what drives me crazy. No one ever said the Yankees didn't cheat. This isn't the same as what the Astros did because of the trash cans. Like, wait a minute, what? You're
100%.
Saying that you know what else wasn't from a verified account that also became news? That the Astros used buzzers from Carlos Correa's niece or whatever, or Beltran's niece. You know what else wasn't that became a fact and was all over TV, John? That mm-hmm. still to this day lives as the Astros had buzzers because John Boy picked it up off of an account that was Carlos Beltran's supposed niece. And then it turns out it wasn't anybody related to Carlos Beltran. And yet that's still out there and was reported and talked about literally on every sports talk show and every opinion piece
on
ESPN.
The Altuve to hold in the jersey. Okay. 732 ESPN 97.5. Anybody else wants to get in here on this? I don't care what is unsealed on that. First of all, it was partially redacted. So, secondly, I don't believe a thing any of these worms say because they're all shills for Major League. They're all shills. ESPN is the worst. ESPN has not done this story. They've done nothing on this. They would be destroying the Astros right now. If they had a letter sealed, they would be destroying the Astros right now. I'm telling, there would be all of these shows. They have not said a word. It's not on their website. Nothing. You want to talk about doing the work for being good soldiers for the league? Holy crap! This is terrible. After the vitriol that the Astros caught, that the Yankees are catching absolutely nothing right now. Let's get let's talk. What are you doing here?
I want to talk about my friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. Yeah, this is a really important company for you to know about. For those of you who have been you've been quarantining yourself, or you've been sheltering at home, or you know, whatever the case may be, you haven't been hitting the gym, and you go back and you've already noticed that the gym wasn't really working for you the same way, and you notice that you had started to develop some belly flab, and now it's really intensified. I got to tell you something. Men's Tea Clinic, what they do is they test you to find out where your testosterone levels are. Your testosterone levels can, what does, have an impact on your libido, your lean muscle mass, your weight, your mood. It can have an impact on your clarity of thought, things like that. And I'm telling you right now that when you get your testosterone levels right, it blows you away how, you know, what your before and after. I experienced it for the first time in 2016. I couldn't believe it. I lost over 20 pounds. I was getting in phenomenal shape. And now with everything, I got to get back in there. And that's going to start today. I'm going to stop back in and see my friends and get back on, because I know the levels need to be back to where they're supposed to be. And Men's Tea Clinic can help you with that. Go in there and find out if your testosterone levels are low. If you heard any of the symptoms I talked about, there's a chance your levels are low. They can get you back to being the real you at Men's Tea Clinic. There's 5 locations, safety first all the time with Men's Tea Clinic, but they get results. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress Spring, and the Heights. It's menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Well, I guess Dream Shake, who sent us Jared, I like to call him Cannabis, but his name is Carabas.
Yeah.
He retweeted Joe Rivera SN, at Joe Rivera SN.
That's who I'm
who
talking about.
Who is verified.
It is verified, right?
Right. But the guy who was talking about this, he actually did his own story. He wasn't verified. That's what I'd say.
I'm talking about Rivera's who I was talking about.
Oh yeah, Rivera.
He's got a pretty long and extensive.
Yeah.
But you know, his Twitter feed is, and the thread is pretty long and it's, mm-hmm. it's fairly particular.
Yeah. No. It says the Yankees have 4 guys strictly go over signs during a game, revealed signs to players live in moment during an at bat. When a player made it to second, the signs would be relayed to the hitter. All of that. He says there were 3 cameras in the outfield, all doing their work. Had 3 different cameras set up in the outfield in 2017, right, left, right, and center, trained on the catcher's mitt to steal signs. I don't know, but this guy is verified. He's, what's SN?
Sporting News? Yeah, no. He's been a baseball writer for a little bit. He also says... Now, he will acknowledge that it only came from one source, but he says, before fans take a victory lap, consider this from a separate source earlier in the year, sign stealing MLB had become so widespread that they'd have to suspend half the league if all the sign stealing stuff came to light. So yeah. He's under the impression that, yeah, Rob Manfred would want to keep more teams quiet because he would have a serious problem. And you couldn't just blame the Astros if half the league was doing it.
Yeah. No, yeah, that there were the Royals were doing it. He named other teams that were all doing it. And again, I don't believe for one. You can, to your point, there's no, look at the Red Sox and Alex Cora. Shut up. They had the playbook. They knew, the Red Sox knew after the Astros investigation and all the vitriol for the Astros, shut your mouth. Don't say a word. Do not admit anything. What's going to happen is in 10, 15 years, somebody who is no longer in New England or someone who's no longer in New York is going to go, yeah, it was happening. Yeah, we were stealing signs. We all were. Everybody was doing it, and this is how we did it. and they're going to and oh, by the way, yeah, Alex Cora. And they won't – someone who doesn't care about being canceled by Red Sox or Yankee Nation in years ahead is going to come up with this. I guarantee you. And it's – well, but it still wasn't as bad as the – no, yes, it was. Yes,
oh, my was. God. Speaking of that, did you see any of the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa? You want to talk about whitewashing the past of steroids. It was a – by the end, it was a feel-good moment about Mark McGwire. Like, Mark McGwire could have beaten the 62. There was a chance he was going to catch 62 home runs anyway, even without steroids. And I just was trying to get back because of injuries. And I'm like, God, we have really acted like steroids were no – like, oh, man, we really have to just rethink our what we think of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Hopefully Sosa gets back to Chicago and can – he hasn't been invited back over the decades since he's been gone, and he really needs to get back and reconnect with all of Chicago and Jim Riggleman. And it was a feel – by the end of this 30 for 30 yesterday, it was a feel-good moment about Sosa and McGwire. And I'm like, man, it's really, truly incredible how people have flipped on the steroid thing. We saw it. We saw it firsthand when the argument came up. Multiple players across the league – the league was widespread steroids. Pitchers were being bounced out of the league. Guys couldn't make it. Guys were being forced to use just to stay in the league and potentially risk health problems. And there are people who believe that is less egregious than what the right. Astros were doing, and they believe the Astros were the only ones doing it.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing to me.
So
but
you
that's 2020.
Go back.
Actually, that's so on brand for 2020.
Right. No, they're the good guys. Sosa and McGwire, look, they brought baseball back. Look, yeah, maybe, but they just got back because they didn't want to hurt anymore. That's why they got gigantic because they had injuries. You got to be kidding. I didn't even watch. I'm not even watching it. I'm disgusted. I am total. Baseball is a joke. Read Doug Glanville's article. For any of you that think that this is worse, but guess what? Doug Glanville, sorry. We're going to dismiss him. We're just going to listen to Passan and Olney and everybody else that just thinks the Astros are the worst. But steroids was, it's okay. No, let's watch the 20 for 20 and feel good about Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. Babe Ruth, Roger Maris is rolling over going, are you guys kidding me? And Babe Ruth's going, really? That dude with the giant head beat my record? Well, Henry Aaron. I'm surprised Henry Aaron isn't saying something like, what the bleep, you people? That dude, the only reason Barry Bonds caught me is because of steroids,
oh,
and y'all
man.
Are saying it's okay
he
now.
He ought to be laying out baseball every chance he gets.
Oh,
that-
wait a minute. The Astros have that one guy who, by the way, was in Arizona when the Astros lit him up for 9 runs, who never pitched again in the majors. Do you know how many people lost their jobs or never made it to the major leagues? How many, how rampant steroids were? How many guys who were clean never made it or lost their jobs because guys with steroids, doing steroids? It has to be in the hundreds, maybe even the thousands of people affected by work-wise, but because of steroids.
Right.
And yet what the Astros did was the most egregious thing ever. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What, baseball sucks. You
thank
suck
you.
Baseball.
Thank you. Thank you for joining
he's
this
not
side.
It's not the same.
Thank you.
He's not compartmentalizing baseball. Himself in the same area of baseball sucks as you are, Dell.
Baseball's a clown show. It always has been. Forget about the pace of play and all that
the
stuff.
Sanctimoniousness?
The nonsense that baseball will try to sell to you because they are held, or at least they hold themselves to a higher standard. You guys have been cheating since the start of the sport.
It is fraudulent. Just
knock it off. You're just another cog in. You're not special. You're just another sports league. In fact, you may be one of the more phony sports league because you don't even acknowledge what you are and what
we
you
have
always have
unwritten
been.
Rules that we like is one of them. That one of our unwritten rules is don't snitch. And then Mike Fiers does it. And like snitching's cool.
Yeah,
like
because
it's
yeah.
just you.
It doesn't matter.
There are no
it
real
keeps,
actual rules.
It keeps changing. It keeps changing.
Don't
to
walk
fit whatever.
Across the mound is a rule. Now yeah. I have to hit you. Like what?
Baseball writers should be ashamed. Or baseball people. Just baseball people in general should be ashamed. If you're going to pretend, first of all, that steroids is not worse. And and you're going to carry the water for the Yankees. Why? Why are you carrying the water for the Yankees? The Yankees haven't won anything since 2009. Why are they so special?
Oh, because it's the biggest market, and you can't possibly lose. The only team – listen, there are three teams maybe, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and the Yankees, that will rate on a Sunday night. What other team can – first of all, ESPN doesn't put any other teams on there. But what other team do you have that you can figure, people might watch this? So we got to make sure that we don't ruin that. We got to make sure that those three organizations stay squeaky clean. We'll throw the Astros under the bus. Who cares? You know what? As soon as this group is gone, they're not going to be good anymore. Nobody's going to go to Houston. Houston's a smaller market. Don't give a rat's ass about Houston. Nobody does. We're just going to make sure that we protect the only thing that's keeping baseball held together. The only thing, and that's the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers. So we'll do everything possible. What a snake. What a snake, Rob Manfred.
Well, we knew that from the Alex Rodriguez doc. He came off as one of the worst people in terms of sniveling and not a stand-up guy. It's no surprise that this is his M.O. and what he would do.
At the end of the doc, it's him, A-Rod, and J-Lo all hug. After he was supposed to prosecute A-Rod, it failed miserably, and he was the guy. And then he made a deal with A-Rod that it's okay, A-Rod. You get back out there, A-Rod, and go win a title in 2009.
You off my man's Goodell yet? Are you getting off my man's yet?
Oh, don't worry.
$250 million the NFL's given, and you still want to get on my man's.
Manfred took a Superman leap Vince over McMahon Roger Goodell. Vince McMahon had Chris Benoit disaster A-hole
or whatever.
Goes.
I don't remember all the names.
Don't worry.
Corey Hart or whoever.
No, it was Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Corey Hart.
Yeah. Oh, that was Sunglasses at Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, your guy, wrestlers jumping off of giant scaffoldings. My guy, $250 million, kneeling to show his support. Can we get off of my man's and get on your guy, Rob Manfred?
That ain't my guy. That's my
guy.
Get
your Pinocchio shirts going. Get your Pinocchio shirts.
John's going to get arrested.
I want Pinocchio. I want Rob Manfred with a Pinocchio nose.
Are you going to get arrested? Hold on. Are you going to get arrested at Major League Baseball headquarters?
He's going to go protest and get arrested.
Yes or no?
I'm probably not going to do that, but I will wear it on the golf course. I will wear the shirt on the golf course. Okay? But I'm not going to go get arrested because I'm just not
golf course.
I'm just
are you
not interested enough.
Rob Manfred T-shirt.
You wear T-shirts on the golf course,
man.
Who
your guys
you?
Are not going to be okay with that at all.
Well, if I go to
Homer's
going to
kick your ass out.
That's fine. 7:40. I might put it on my pole. I might put it on my golf shirt, Dell. That's right. Rob Manfred Pinocchio.
What we should do is next time, whether it be ABC 13 or Fox 26 rolls in here, when you're going to know beforehand, wear your shirt.
Yeah.
Wear your Rob Manfred Pinocchio shirt.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Put that thing on TV.
Come on, be about it.
Oh, I will. And anybody, you know what? We're going to have a party. We're going to have a Rob Manfred sucks party.
Said it, meant it, and will represent it.
That's right. And you know what else I'll do? I'll have long flowing locks. Have you guys seen Fred's hair? How it's coming in beautifully? You know why? Doc Linville. Fred decided he's going to put his hair in a ponytail. Could Fred have put it to Lance? Could Fred have put his hair in a ponytail before Doc Linville?
Lance has backed away from the mic.
He has.
Yes.
Well, here's
the
deal.
No, he couldn't put his hair in a ponytail.
No, and he is now. You know why, Doc Linville? You know why? I've got long flowing locks myself. And people are I don't see the back of my head because it's on the back of my head. So, but people say, "Wow, man, that is unbelievable." Because I had a giant 9-iron divot out of the back of my head, right? And now it's like, that's crazy how nice, how good that is. So I could slip it back, and I might even have a ponytail myself someday like Fred. I might have hair like Fred someday. But here's the deal, is you can have hair too. A buddy of mine is his stepson. He's like 23, and he's going bald. He's almost bald already. And he said he just hates it. I started when I was maybe 30, in my 30s, and I just hated everybody. Oh, look at that giant divot you got out of the back of your head. Nice job there. I hated it. But Doc Linville said, it's easy. The procedure's simple. The results are unbelievable. They're getting the best of results. It's better than the other procedure. It's neo-grafting. He'll explain it to you. But if you're somebody that is follically challenged, go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. I promise you will love the process. You'll love the people. You'll love everything about it. 975hair.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I still don't have a Rob Manfred with a Pinocchio nose, okay? I still don't have that.
Give him some time. Give him some time.
I need someone to make me a Rob Manfred with a Pinocchio nose.
Give
him some
time.
We're going to make T-shirts, and we're going to put ESPN 97.5 on them. And we're gonna and we will give them out. I'm going to pay for the first batch, and then Todd's paying for the rest. I haven't talked to him about that.
No one's talked to anybody.
No,
I can tell.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't talked to anybody. But these liars, these worms. I can't be disgusted enough with between baseball writer and Rob Manfred. I can't be disgusted more. I really can't.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my meeting I had on last Thursday. My bad.
What?
You thought I was talking about what?
The liars and worms. Never mind. I thought we were going back to the
test. Yeah, worm tongue.
Okay, never mind.
No, I wasn't talking about Lord Varys.
Lord Varys and Joffrey.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
Joffrey.
Okay, yeah, you have to specify.
Have you gotten any pushback for calling the coach and general manager of the Houston's team maybe the worst fictional king of all time?
Joffrey?
Yeah.
And he's got to be the worst, right?
He's one of them. I mean, Henry VIII, at least his portrayals weren't great either. But, yeah, calling Bill O'Brien Joffrey, I feel like you're never going to get invited to another city. Hey, let's have a beer with the coach.
I'm not getting invited to the barbecue, the Texans barbecue.
No.
Hey, listen.
Listen, I'll be here longer than he will.
After having drinks with him, that's what came back the next day.
Yeah, okay, it was.
I have a feeling, and I haven't heard the story, but I have a feeling that didn't go all that well if what you got out of it was that he was Joffrey.
Well, I've had a couple people reach out and call from the media over the weekend about some – it didn't go well with them. Like, they just – all I can tell you is they said, you didn't – like, you knew the stuff that they were saying. You know most of it was not accurate, right? And I was like, yeah, I know a lot of it wasn't. That's why I'm sitting there listening to explanations. I've already had the answers on some of them. I didn't have the answers on all of them. And I had a couple people fill in some pieces. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Made it worse. But, you know, just win games for the city. I don't care. I don't need to be best friends with anybody who works in the front office or coaches. Doesn't matter to me. Your job is to win. So win. Make good moves. Make good decisions.
What transaction would you compare to shooting the hooker with crossbows? Which one? What transaction would you most closely align with that Joffrey move?
Well, that's what. No, but that was the Texans when it was all said and done.
they're pinned to a bedpost with crossbows.
Yeah.
After he won the battle?
After the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
No, it might be when Gain was on the way out. It might be what they did with Gain.
Or Chris Olsen.
Yeah. Or anybody who works in there. Or Jeff Kaplan. Oh, that's right. He's a consultant. I'm sorry. He's not.
No.
Even though he doesn't have an office anymore.
You think Bill put Brian Gain against the bed and just started shooting arrows into
him? I can tell
you
this. They can act like it's Cal all they want. I know what happened. That's fine.
Yeah.
Cal the football guy. Just a deep dive.
Okay. New sheriff in town.
Right. That's
great. Yeah. There is a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. You need knowledge to be the sheriff.
Oh, we had Sean on. Let's get Tyler, the underrated mess. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. So I'm going to try not to be so long-winded, but I was pissed off when the Astros cheated, but I embraced it, right? MLB writers are just annoying. They might as well be eunuchs. Honestly, I don't think Mincy Clinic can even help those boys. Manfred is a dumpster. I saw that Buster Olney headline. POS. But I also got pissed off when Richard Justice, your boy, cut off Lance and said, oh, there's nothing to do with the Yankees cheating, and Astro fans needs to just live with it. How does that look, homie? So now I just laugh. All these MLB guys, they're all professionals. They're all a joke. Correa's energy this weekend was what I needed for sure. And I don't even care if baseball even continues, whatever. I have MLB The Show 20, and the Astros keep winning. So I appreciate it, fellas.
No problem. Hey, appreciate the phone call. I think it is worth noting that as people who are in sports talk and need our show to keep going, we would, no offense about your video game, we'd kind of like sports to come back. I understand you can keep playing MLB The Show. I don't know about you, John. I'd like for sports to be back if possible. I think that'd be great.
Well, I guess not. Kyrie Irving is canceling the NBA season.
So he looked like he had that pull, but I got the feeling after the weekend that Kyrie's pull is not as strong.
Here's what I don't understand.
You know he's not playing basketball either, right? Like he's not playing anyway.
He's not playing. And he's a weirdo. So
he's gone back on Flat Earth, though. He said he got tricked by a YouTube video.
Well, as long as he said that.
He's a weirdo. And, oh, by the way, he's like in backstabbing, and he's like a cancer. The Celtics were better when Kyrie Irving wasn't there. They made the Eastern Conference Finals without him, and they were a much better team. And he's because of LeBron, he hit a big shot, don't get me wrong, and they won a title, and he played a huge role in it and everything else. But my goodness, this dude is weird. Why in the hell are you making him an assistant players rep or whatever, president?
He is one of seven vice presidents. Like, Iguodala's like the first vice president, Chris Paul's the president, and then Kyrie's one of seven or one of six normal vice presidents, I guess.
And he's not even playing. And oh, by the way, and Austin Rivers, thank you very much. He pointed out, Kyrie, you make 99%. You make, you're in the top 1% of NBA players paid. So there's other guys out there that need money. So it's okay, Kyrie. Other guys. And oh, by the way, you're not even playing. Oh, by the way, what do you care? And, oh, well, we're going to take away from the movement. Nah. How about we'll have more money to give to the...
Well, money, but also the platform that... with all due respect to Twitter, you have a different type of platform that actually will be seen by more people at one sustained time. It's just the idea that you... The short-sightedness of thinking that you take away from the movement to end racial inequality and injustice and things like that, to think that you're taken away from that movement by not playing a sport for a couple of months is, I think it's kind of silly. I mean, I've read the rationale, and I don't see how they're mutually exclusive. I really don't. I think they can be mutually inclusive. And, you know, Dwight Howard is I think the one thing that could save it for some players is the $100 million insurance policy. Is it the $100 million insurance policy? Or it'll cost the league $100 million. The coverage will be up to $500 million potentially. And what it is it's a special insurance policy that covers for players who come back lost wages due to career-ending injuries or COVID-related problems that prevent players from ever playing again, lung damage, whatever the case may be. They want that. Now, if they get that put in there, if the NBA can get that put in there, and it would cost a fortune, but if they get that put in there, I think that would for sure, and there's younger players pushing for that, I think that would for sure take away some of the stragglers who are with Kyrie Irving as well. But it's LeBron versus Kyrie. You got the right guy on the right side of this if you're the NBA and LeBron James.
I think there are a couple of things. First of all, now Lou Williams has spoken about how it will be distraction. You go back to drinking beer and all that type of stuff. You won't be in with the protests. I have my issues with that particular statement. But as far as the message for not playing.
Because you don't drink beer.
Well other things that he said as well. But
of us never stopped.
The message for not playing is coming from two guys who are not considered serious people. Dwight Howard. Now, that's the perception. I don't know whether that's real or not. But
Lou, or you're talking about
Kyrie and, yeah, and Dwight. Those are two guys that most generic NBA fans are like, get the F out of here. We don't want to hear from you. Right. So that the message coming from them is a problem if you are on the side of, let's say, don't play. And I also don't buy, and Bomani Jones pointed out too. So Dwight made the comment that we should stop. We shouldn't play until we kind of figure and fix some things. You know, this is a generational thing that it'll take generations.
Yeah.
When do you stop playing? So are you going to, if the rationale is to say we won't play because they're taken away from the movement, yeah, you must believe you're not going to play ever again.
The things are moving extraordinarily quickly right now in a lot of different – my wife and I talked about it with gay rights and everything that moved very, very quickly starting about 2000. And I was talking about it with good friends who are a gay couple, and about, they said it was really shocking to see how fast this has moved, relatively speaking. But the problem is that today's generation – believes they want their change and everything right now, and even if it moves fast, I saw something on Instagram like, we got to stay out in the streets because nothing has changed. I'm like, oh my God, it's been too, like, this is something that is, if you want institutional change, there is a longer timetable than people are aware of, I guess.
Yeah, that said, we had 2 weeks after George Floyd, we had the shooting in Atlanta. And now, and those cops are, the police chief has resigned.
Was also charged with, and also was determined it was a homicide, which is would not have been done in the past. The two bullets were in the back, so it's been determined as a homicide.
The punishment is one thing, but I think we'd all prefer that there was no shooting to begin with, those things are continuing. So we can talk about, well, they're under public pressure to do something because people won't stand for it anymore. But really,
systemic issues take time to correct.
Exactly. So as much as we can talk about, well, the protests have gotten people up and there's attention and people are actually responding to these things differently in terms of how you're prosecuting police officers who do these things. Guys are still getting shot in the street. There's a report from California, two black men were hung over a tree, and those are pushed aside as suicides.
What?
Yeah. You can look at Robert Fuller. Just look up the name. He's one of the men. And those are pushed aside. So this is not going to be a thing where, well, the basketball players are not playing, so things will change. This, unfortunately, and I wish it was faster, it's going to be generations before these things get pushed aside.
802 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Lance?
Talk about your car.
Let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Big fan of Craig DeSerce. Big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. As the lots around the city of Houston and outside the city of Houston continue to dwindle because the manufacturers have not been able to crank out the vehicles like they have in the past, and that's just one of the issues, you need to make sure that you are looking out for your best deals and what can you get and what's the best offers that you can get for your vehicles. And that's the thing with Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC is you can go find new vehicles at discounted rates or better finance, 0% financing opportunities. But they've got something that I drove when my car was being worked on is the Encore, the Buick Encore GX. It's a smaller, sportier version of a compact crossover, and it was really cool. Handles great, and the price is fantastic. They got a $1,500 purchase allowance going right now, and if you're looking for an affordable vehicle at a fantastic price, this is your vehicle. Now, if you have a bigger family or a growing family, it's not going to be the vehicle for you. But maybe let's say you're trying to move down in vehicles because maybe you're an empty nester. People have gone, or you want to get that vehicle for your son or daughter for their car as they go off to college. Whatever the case may be, why don't you take a look at the Buick Encore GX? Go to LanceZCars.com. You can see it for yourself. And don't forget, right now, they are offering big dollars for your trade-ins right now for your pre-owned, especially if you are lower mileage trade-in. You're going to get the best offers out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. For more information, go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.